Now let's welcome back our very important puzzler, Nellie Mackay. You have an album that is a tribute to Doris Day, Normal as Blueberry Pie, and it inspired us, actually, to write a quiz about the amazing singer who was one of the top film stars of the 20th century, Doris Day. Now, did you grow up watching Doris Day? Were listening to Doris Day?
I did. I grew up listening first. We went to a protest at the Baltimore Aquarium when I was in high school, and I went to a record store afterwards while we were waiting for the bus to go back to the Poconos, and I loved her look on it. I think it was a still from Romance on the High Seas, which was her first film, and it was so romantic, you know. I mean, in gym class, I'd try to put that on, and they all wanted to listen to Destiny's Child, and, you know, and the fact that she started her own Animal League and Foundation, she spoke to me on every level.
So we wanted to find you a suitable opponent in this game, and I think we did a pretty great job. So please welcome the author of the biography, Considering Doris Day, Tom Santopietro. Tom, have you ever met Doris Day?
I haven't met her. She is incredibly reclusive. She stays in her estate, which is in Carmel, California. A year after the book came out, it was actually a while, the phone rang late one night, and I was very grumpy because I had been working late. And they said, "Is this Tom Santopietro?" I said, "Well, who is this?" And she said, "Well, I'm calling you from Carmel, California." And it was Doris Day. She is the person you see on the screen. She is that genuinely nice. And we don't run across many people like that. So it was a pretty fascinating conversation.
Wow. And when, why did she call you in the first place? What was the reason?
Well, I think she liked the fact that the book was, it wasn't just sort of dishing the dirt about her four husbands. And it was the first book that took her seriously as an artist. Forget all the jokes about being a perpetual virgin. This is a major artist, and I talked about how James Cagney felt about her, and Paul McCartney idolizes her, and Tony Bennett idolizes her, and I think that's what she responded to.
Wow, fantastic. All right, this is going to be a great game. Okay, so this is all about Doris Day. You guys obviously both hold a great wealth of knowledge on her. We'll see. Maybe it's going to come down to buzzer speed. Who knows? What song did Doris introduce in Alfred Hitchcock's The Man Who Knew Too Much, which she later used as a theme song for her TV show, The Doris Day Show? Tom.
Que sera, sera.
That is correct. Que sera, sera was the answer, a song about giving up. Doris starred in over 30 films, but received only one Academy Award nomination for her performance in the first of three films co-starring Rock Hudson. Name the film. Tom.
Pillow Talk.
Correct! Doris famously turned down a role in what 1967 film, which would have required her to ask Dustin Hoffman, "Would you like me to seduce you?" Nellie.
What is The Graduate?
That is correct. Doris's first hit record was co-written and recorded by Les Brown and his band of renown in 1945. What's the song in which Doris says she longs to hear All Aboard? Tom.
Sentimental Journey.
Sentimental Journey is correct.
These are the songs I want to hear Nellie sing.
How much you got?
The 2003 rom-com Down With Love was an homage to the Doris Day Rock Hudson films and featured a cameo by what actor who played the third lead in all three of the original movies? Nellie.
Who is Tony Randall?
Yes, that's correct. You don't have to answer in the form of a question, but I understand that is the understood convention that Jeopardy has put on all game shows thus going forward. All right, this is your last clue. Many songwriters have paid tribute to Doris in song. Name the 1980s band that had this hit song.
You take the gray skies out of my way. You make the sunshine brighter than Doris Day. Turn the bright spark into a flame. My feet's permanent and never been the same. Cause you're my lady, I'm your fool. Makes me crazy when you act so cruel. Come on, baby, let's not fight. We'll go dancing, everything will be alright.
Nelly.
Who is Lou Reed?
I'm joking, I don't know.
Of course you are.
I do love that the audience fell for that. Like, you would actually think. Anyways, yes.
Jonathan does it better.
Would you like to answer?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm actually not sure. I just remember that Billy Joel name-checked her in one of his songs.
But, we didn't start the fire. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyone out there?
Wham!
Wham?
No, I don't know. Never heard of him.
George Michael?
Wake me up before you go, girl.
Yeah, that's it. All right, John Chinesky.
Well, it was a fun game, but America's sweetheart today is Tom. Congratulations, Tom.
Well done, Tom and Nelly. You both win an official Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. So congratulations. Thank you so much, Tom, and well done. Nelly, before we have you leave, can we convince you to play one more song?
Yes.
Yes.
I'd like to dedicate this to Tom. You're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you'll phone. You don't and I'm left alone, singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. Shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me?